In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is important to know our adversary, the devil, who wants to destroy us. And to do this, he uses sects or spiritual teachers, gurus of Eastern religions, or cosmic teachers, to convince us that all this is good and leads us to a higher stage of our human evolution. There are too many Catholics who see nothing wrong with esotericism and with all the sects that believe in reincarnation. And the sad thing is that many Christians continue to believe that these are good things when they seek health in Reiki or in other groups that distance them from God and put them, without realizing it, in the jaws of Satan. Let's remember that the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops released a statement a few years ago about the spiritual dangers of Reiki. While some believe this power comes from God, the method of Reiki is not in accord with divine healing, as seen in the Bible. The statement says, "Nevertheless, the fact remains that for Christians, the access to divine healing is by prayer to Christ as Lord and Savior, while the essence of Reiki is not a prayer, but a technique that is passed down from the Reiki master to the pupil, a technique that once mastered will reliably produce the anticipated results. Some practitioners attempt to Christianize Reiki by adding a prayer to Christ, but this does not affect the essential nature of Reiki. For these reasons, Reiki and other similar therapeutic techniques cannot be identified with what Christians call healing by divine grace." Then, the bishops conclude by warning Christians of the dangers behind using such a practice. In terms of caring for one's spiritual health, there are important dangers. To use Reiki, one would have to accept, at least in an implied way, central elements of the worldview that forms the basis of Reiki theory, elements that belong neither to Christian faith nor to natural science. Without justification, either from Christian faith or natural science, however, a Catholic who puts his or her trust in Reiki would be operating in the realm of superstition, the no man's land that is neither faith nor science. Superstition corrupts one's worship of God by turning one's religious feeling and practice in a false direction. Michael Pabroni was a Catholic by birth, but he turned away from religion in his youth. As an adult, he was introduced to the New Age and became a Reiki master. He says that Reiki is a channeling of energy, which really comes from the devil, although this is often not known to people, not even practitioners. This is an energy healing system, which is said to be available to anyone. He tells us in his testimony, "I was a naturopath first, and I discovered that this technique was related to healing, and I got into it, wanting to help my patients. They always say that this technique is not against any religion. I jumped right in, and it was only years later that I came to understand how evil it was and the consequences behind these practices. It is as if you enter a more spiritual world with fewer apparent problems until they start to take their toll. I had the goodwill to help my patients, but what I was actually doing was bringing them closer to the devil, unintentionally and unknowingly." Between the years 2013 and 2014, I spoke with my priest, and he began to give me information about Reiki. I had been asking myself questions for some time, because deep down I was empty and tried to fill my emptiness with techniques and things outside of God. I went to some spiritual exercises and I stood before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, before the tabernacle, and there the Lord saw my goodwill and touched me fully. The Lord enlightened me with passages from the Bible and made me turn my life around, leave Reiki, and return to a deep life of faith. I went to confession for the first time in many years and felt full of peace. I lost many of my friendships. I received verbal attacks, reproaches, rejections, but I went through all of this with the help of the Lord. About reincarnation, the entire New Age believes in this doctrine. They believe that God is in everything and that everything is God. In other words, the New Age is very much based on the belief of pantheism. They believe that everything can be achieved, including eternal salvation, without the help of God, by oneself, or by, as it is known, as Pelagianism. They say that Jesus is not God. For the New Age, Jesus was just an ascended master. Some even believe that he was a yogi who keeps reincarnating and is in India. When one begins to believe in the doctrines of the New Age, it seems to him that its teachings are good because they fill a void that many people have, who are looking for meaning in their life and peace and well-being. Michael Pabroni tells us from experience that the greatest danger of Reiki is, without a doubt, leaving the doors wide open to the devil. This is also confirmed by exorcists. When Reiki symbols are made, these are not Christian. An energy is always called. Reiki guides are invoked. And who are these guides, if not demons? Leaving the door open to the devil is giving him full power to act in our lives and in our bodies. Hence, there are many illnesses, especially psychic ones, in addition to becoming unfriendly and uncaring toward God. The good thing is that God does not allow many possessions or evil influences, as we ourselves unconsciously invite the devil. Being a Christian means believing in Christ and totally trusting in Him and not in doubtful techniques that often lead us down the wrong path and that, instead of giving us the health we seek, open the door to the devil with all its consequences. If we seek bodily healing from God, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick has been passed down to us throughout the centuries and administered through the hands of a priest, can strengthen our resolve and authentically heal us, body and soul. After having seen this video, we can exclaim with joy, "Thank you, sweet Jesus, for having freed me in time from the clutches of the devil so as not to fall into his power." My people die for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.